Part 1, New Poems, Lullaby for a Dybbuk. The first poem I'm going to read is from a selection of new poems, and this one is called Lullaby for a Dybbuk. It has often been said to me by people who have written about my work or spoken about my work that many of my poems seem to be a kind of dialogue between self and soul, and I think this is true of Lullaby for a Dybbuk. It's the battle that goes on inside the mind of the poet between the self that wants to be the mad, crazy, sexaholic artist and the other self who wants to be the calm woman nurturing roses, planting a garden, being serene, being sane. These two selves are at war and they battle. Lullaby for a Dybbuk. The old self, like a dybbuk, clutching at my heel. She wants to come back. She is digging her long red nails into the tender meat of my thighs. She tweaks my clit, hoping that my sexaholic self will surface and take me back, back, back to the land of fuck, where crazed with lust I come over and over again, going nowhere. The old self does not like her displacement. She resents the new tenant sprucing up her disorderly house. She resents the calm woman nourishing her roses, her daughter, her dogs, her poems, her passionate friendships. She wants chaos and angst and Liebestod. She claims she can't write without them. But the new tenant is wise to her tricks. Disorder is not poetry, she says. Pain is not love. Love flowers. Love gives without taking. Love is serene and calm. I talk to the Dybbuk. My darling Dybbuk, I will love you into submission. Tweak me, I will only caress you. Claw me, I will only kiss you back. For what I have learned lets me love even my demon. Demon, I love you, for you are mine, I say. And demons die of love.